On the Scenic Rivers Energy WGLR Harvest Patrol, we're about 2.5 miles to the northwest of Wyota in Lafayette County. We're going to talk with Mike Burgett, Burgett Farms. And Mike, let's get right into it. First off, a little background, I guess. Tell us what you had for crops this year.
We have about 9,000 acres of corn and about 1,500 acres of soybeans and about 400 acres of wheat.
How far along are you? When do you normally get started? You have a lot of crop. Let's talk about when it all began, the harvest.
We started harvesting about 10 days ago. So we're about 2.5 to 3 weeks behind normal. It's been going good since then, so we're probably just going to be on that 2.5-3 week pace later. So we'll probably be harvesting up until after Thanksgiving.
Where did you start, I guess? Did the weather dictate what fields you started in, and also probably what kind of corn you planted as well?
We started with our 100-day corn first, and then we moved on to the 104-day, and now we've just dibbling into our full season.
And how are things going with the harvest, yield-wise, moisture-wise? What are you seeing out there?
It's a lot better than last year because we had this area was kind of the center's point of the tar spot. So, I mean, yields are up a lot, but, I mean, I would say they're just a little above average here.
And what is average for this part of Lafayette County, part of Wisconsin?
I would say that 180 to, 180 bushel would catch most of it.
Let's talk about it. When you're going full steam ahead, how many acres can you get done in a day's time, and who's all here to help?
Our goal is to do 250 acres a day. So if you're doing 200 bushel corn, that's 50,000 bushels a day. And we have my two sons work with me, my one daughter manages the grain office, and then we have three full-time employees, and then we have a truck driver part-time, six or eight part-time truck drivers.
All right. Make for some long days if Mother Nature cooperates, right?
Yeah, we try to get that, whether how bad the day is, we try to get the same amount done every day. So some days are a little earlier, some days are a little later.
Now, moisture-wise, what's the corn been coming in at? And storing it, what do you do with the crop?
We store about half of it. The other half of it we ship right out as we harvest because we got about enough half storage for that. Moisture has been in the 100 and 104-day corn. It's been in that 22 to 28. Full season is just around that 28, 30 yet.
All right. And, of course, so for our non-farm listeners, the storage, you got to get it down to what?
15. Right. And if you're going to store it for the year or into the summer, you probably have to get it down in that 13, 14 range.
When did you get it in the ground this spring? Of course, that many acres. How did things go?
We had a really good start. We started around April and there at Easter time, and then we hit the snow, and then we were down for about 10 days. And so, we had about half of it in then, and then we got another good little shot of weather there the first part of May. So I think we finished up around the 20th of May with the soybeans, and with the corn we were done by the 15th. So we were pretty fortunate.
And let's talk about the soybeans. Have you started harvesting those? What's been going on?
Well, we got about half of the soybeans out, and they've been, I would say, there's another good year of soybeans out there. I mean, the last few years, we're in that 65 bushel range, and that's for our, because we don't raise it on the best of the ground, because we put wheat in after a lot of our soybeans. So it's a good year for soybeans, I would say.
What about the soybeans, sell or store?
We just sell them right out of the field.
You mentioned wheat, and of course, do a lot of cover crops. I know you're actively involved in the Lafayette Ag Stewardship Alliance, the importance of getting that cover crop on there.
That's the biggest thing. The reason we raise the wheat is that we'd have to put a cover crop on them bean fields anyway, and that way we can get a crop next year off it. We put a cover crop on our wheat ground the year after because that's usually our steepest ground.
What do you do with the wheat that when that's harvested?
We usually just ship that right to Evansville. There's the landmark is got a rail there that they rail it out to the southeast so for feed. So that's where that goes, and then we bale the straw off for the local dairy cottonwood down here.
No-till, minimum till, what do you try and do?
We pretty much are all either strip-till or no-till on, probably 95% of our ground. The only thing that we till is our river bottoms because of the floods and the compaction from the water on it. So that's, we tried strip tilling that and it just didn't work. But we strip till probably half of our corn ground, the other half we no-till the bean ground, and we no-till corn on corn too.
We've been talking with Mike Burkett, the WGLR Scenic Rivers Energy Harvest Patrol. We're about 2.5 miles to the northwest of Wyota. I'm Bob Mittendorf on WGLR.